encouraging, inspiring, and equipping leaders. This is Coach and Joe.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Coach and Joe. I'm Chad Norris here again with Mike Hardegree. Who is Mike Hardegree? Who is this masked man? He's a friend to this house. Him and his wife, Patty, have been faithful members of the Garden Greenville for a few years now. And he also is someone that serves as a mentor to me and other young leaders around here, both in the marketplace and in ministry. This podcast is intended to just give some practical advice to leaders, but not just church leaders, marketplace leaders. Part of my story right now is my wife and I are about 6 months into a company we started. We do some short-term renting, and these principles are blessing me, not just in what we know as church leadership, but also the marketplace, getting into some other investment opportunities. And so for me, I want you to know, like, man, I'm red hot going for it. I've been a church leader for 25 years and now getting into the marketplace. So this is fresh rhema. This is like hot off the press of what God's doing in our community, is the way I would say it. I want to, these are some teaching points that Mike is doing on a Sunday morning here in our local house here. And so what I did is I just printed out all of your slides, and I want to slowly just take some nuggets with Mike. These are things that the Father has given you either through your own personal revelation or books you've read along the way.
Yes.
Almost 4 decades of experience in the marketplace. So let's just pick it right back up. You ready?
Ready.
Here's a statement you made Sunday morning that just hit me. Redeemed wealth plays a most important role in God's plan to establish his kingdom on earth. Boy, Ed Savolta talks about that a lot, especially in the middle of Anointed for Business. He goes into the why. It is primarily marketplace people who are partnered with God who will possess and manage his wealth for his kingdom. Two words that pop out here are wealth. You and me are in the Bible Belt. What can a person do who is just beginning to wrestle with, hang on, you're telling me it's not a sin to be wealthy?
Oh,
Mike, I grew up in legalism. I know you got saved up north at the age of 25. How old were you?
28.
Okay, so 28. Yeah. I grew up, I have no memories in my life of not being in the church. When I first started entertaining about 10 years ago, God told me, he wanted me to be wealthy. I thought, you mean with money? I'm serious. It's been the hardest hurdle I've ever had to overcome with him.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, sure enough.
What does a person do that goes, hang on, what do you mean? Did you ever have that struggle?
No, because I was in business and began to become wealthy at 28 when I gave my life to him. I'd never had that teaching as a youngster.
How would you, what are a couple of practical steps you would give someone that is sort of like, wait a minute, you mean I could be a Christian and be wealthy? How would you help them move towards this?
Well, go to Blue Letter Bible, type in the word prosper, and see how many verses there are. There are hundreds. Hey, read Exodus and Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy especially. And even if you only read a few chapters, read chapters 5 through 8 of Deuteronomy. And count the number of times where God says, I want to bless you. I want to prosper you. There's hundreds of verses like that. So that's the place I would start. If you have an issue with that, you know, I think most people actually, they have a desire. Of course, everybody desires to have more than enough and have some level of prosperity. But unfortunately, church and religious teaching, has said, well, that may not be so good for you, because it does. It money does have a corrupting influence, and so they're basing those kinds of teachings on the fact that they've seen how money has corrupted the hearts of men all through history.
You know, the first words out of the Lord's mouth when he begins his ministry is metanoia. He says, the kingdom of heaven is now at hand. Change the way you think. Repent. Change the way you think. If maybe it's this simple. If I'm the enemy, I would love to focus most of my time on convincing God's elect that they're not supposed to be prosperous in any capital. Maybe it's that simple. Maybe it's just the prince of the air. The spirit of religion's a nasty rascal.
It is.
That's what I grew up under.
One of the worst things.
And I now that you said that, I'm going to go print out. I want to see every verse in the Bible about prosperity?
There's a bunch of them. So you may want to narrow it down, Deuteronomy 5 through 8. You'll find enough of them right there to convince you. And then Joshua 1, that's one of my favorite. It's a recipe for success in business, to meditate on my word day and night. Don't let it depart from your mouth, and obey my commandments. If you meditate on his words and obey his commandments, he says, then you will be prosperous and you will succeed in all that you do. Joshua 1, verses 5 through 9.
I got convicted yesterday. You don't know the story. As you know, Norris Hospitality does some short-term rentals. And I said, Father, I'm frustrated that we don't have a rental for this weekend. And Mike, I told Wendy, I have not been popped this hard that I can remember in at least 3 years.
Oh.
He showed me a chapter. He reminded me in my spirit of a chapter I read from Ed Savosa, how Ed put the house of prayer in the middle of all his business activities, which is in line with what you're saying, meditate on the word, pray. And I said, I'm sorry. He said, you are not placing prayer as a priority for your business the way you should be. And I said, I am sorry. And he says to me, I have witnessed this story. He says to me, pray in tongues. Uh-huh. Mike, we got a booking so fast after I did that.
Oh, sure enough.
That instead of me celebrating, I said, Father, I really am sorry. Maybe a problem here is, man, I feel the Holy Spirit. Maybe a problem here is a lack of meditation. So he didn't pop me as though he hated me, but he has principles.
Mm-hmm.
Joshua, get my words on your lips.
Yes.
Day, night.
Yes.
What if it's like this, Mike? What if wealth follows God's principles for wealth?
You think?
Yeah.
It does. And that's this flow chart of business success that I was sharing Sunday morning, and maybe we can put it up in a future podcast. But essentially, so I just described it, but look at the clock face. At 12 o'clock, you have fear of the Lord and yada.
Yes.
And if you look at 3 o'clock, the fear of the Lord and yada, if you're walking in that, it causes you to want to and to desire to please your Father. And so that brings you to 3 o'clock position, which is to hear and obey. And as we hear and obey, because we want to please our Father, because we're walking in such deep friendship, that's when the supernatural anointing begins to flow into our business life. At 6 o'clock, you come into success and prosperity. That gives you a voice and a level of influence that brings you to 9 o'clock, which is transformational impact to your company, to people who know you, to the city, wherever you go.
That is some serious revelation.
Yeah, I didn't get that from a book. The Lord gave it to me. It's an amalgamation of a lot of things the Lord has taught me, but it goes back basically to what he told me in 2019. The greatest competitive advantage a businessman can possibly have is to walk in deep friendship.
All right, let's do this. Take a few minutes here. Let's go back through it. Go back through it slowly of the clock and say what you said again, and I want people to hear it again in terms of the steps. Because here's what I hear the Holy Spirit saying. He wants us to be wealthy in all five capitals.
Mm-hmm.
There's some principles we need to abide by.
Mm-hmm.
You just went through some strategic principles of how his kingdom works. Start back over and go through those again.
Okay. So picture clock face at 12 o'clock is it all begins with fearing the Lord. Yeah. That's where it all begins. As we fear him, then we walk in deep friendship, that profound, intimate relationship with him. That enables us that one thing it does is we get to know him because we know him and because we love him, it causes us then to just have a deep desire to please him and to walk in obedience. So that brings us to 3 o'clock, which is to hear and obey. But you can't hear his voice unless you're walking in that profound intimacy with him. That is what enables us to hear his voice. And because we want to please him, we obey him, even when it don't make no sense at all, as I say back home in Alabama.
Yep.
And as we walk in, as we hear and obey, that will propagate and cause supernatural grace and anointing, the anointing for business, to flow in our lives. That brings us to 6 o'clock on the clock, which is success and prosperity. And again, that's multiple level. God wants us to bless us just because he loves us. And just like we want to bless our children, mm-hmm. he wants us to be blessed and have more than enough and mm-hmm. be blessed that kind of way. But he has a purpose in it. And his purpose in it is that a success will give us a level of influence. It will give us a voice, because who wants to listen to a business person who's not successful
yep.
and who's not making a great profit?
Yep.
And so with that influence, that then we have a transformational impact. And we can talk about this in a future podcast. The yep. Lord has really been showing me some things about authority
yep.
and the authority that comes with this transformational impact. And that authority is not just walking in the spiritual gifts, but when we look at Acts 1:8, when you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, that one of the things that really changed in the disciples' lives, that from the Gospels to the book of Acts, what really transformed them, the authority that they had when they spoke, the utterances that came from their mouth, it pierced men's hearts. And that's where he wants us to get around this clock, to that level of authority and transformational influence that impacts people, companies, cities, nations, whatever.
You know why I think Simon Peter spoke in such a level of authority? And when you're talking about as opposed to being scared of the slave girl, I ask God this.
Oh, yeah.
I think he did step one on your clock. I believe Simon Peter feared the Lord way more
yes.
after the ascension than he did before.
He did.
And there's something about fearing the Lord, which, I mean, I just wrote a book on fearing the Lord. This is just a topic that's very precious to my own heart, because it's do what he says, when he says, how he says it. He's not my buddy in any way. He's friendly, and I'm clean in his eyes, but he is God Almighty.
He is.
Simon Peter stood before the Sanhedrin with a different level of authority than he had before. And Jesus was with him in the flesh before.
And that's what I'm talking about. That authority of the utterances from our mouth, the Spirit breathes on them. It impacts people's lives in ways that we don't, when we're saying it, we have no sense. Normally, I don't have a sense that there's an anointing or something special on. I don't feel anything.
Yeah.
But God breathes on it. Holy Spirit breathes on it, and it impacts people's lives.
On February 4th, Sean Bowles prophesied, and it's recorded. He saw two continents going to war. He saw he saw a lot of calamity, and he's talking about how the church needs to pray against that. Right now, with Russia and Ukraine situation, people are really afraid. And even people with money are saying, how do I protect my wealth? And I've talked to you about this, of like, where is the hope in so many of these reports that I'm reading of what could happen, one world currency, stock market crash, et cetera, et cetera. And obviously, I know the hope's Jesus, and we talked some things out, and you sent me some good stuff that at the end of the day, he's all we have. But I'm going to tell you what he has shown me, too, since I've talked about that with you, is your step number one. God told me that there will always be financial benefits to fearing him, because there is no system in the world that can trump God's provision and blessing. There is, fearing God pays off financially.
In an economic way. God's economy, his kingdom economy, is so far above this global world economy that we live in. It is.
But
the return is 30, 60, 100 fold. It's even 1,000 fold. There are verses, and we'll get into these. I've got the verses for all this stuff that supports it. In this world, you know, in today's zero interest rate policy, ZERP, that our central banks of the world are following, you are doing great if you get a 4 or 5% return that is low risk. You're doing great. God's economy is 30, 60, 100 fold, even 1,000 fold.
But Mike, this is what I'm so excited about. It's our biggest shared passion. Those promises are afforded to his closest friends. Mm-hmm. If you don't do step one of what you said a minute ago, and I made you go through it twice, fearing the Lord, it's like his parables. Mm-hmm. He would say things and conceal on purpose, and the hungry find food.
Yes.
So as the economic potential collapse, calamity, chaos happens, I tell you what's a great, wise first step. Fear the Lord. I hope this is helping you. I really do. I know it's helping me. Be blessed. Spread the word about this podcast. Perhaps there's some marketplace leaders that maybe not, they wouldn't even consider stepping foot in the church. Well, maybe they'll step foot to listen to this podcast. I bumped into someone the other day I hadn't seen in 10 years who listens to this podcast. Maybe the harvest is in the marketplace.
Amen.
Hard agree.
Yes.
Be at peace. God bless.
Thanks for joining us on the Coach and Joe Leadership Podcast. Don't miss the Coach and Joe Talk Show on YouTube and check out coachandjoe.com for more resources, blogs, and merch. We will see you next time.